instead of killing ourselves, you know, we should kill them. But, you know, that's illegal. We can't do that. But it sure would be nice to see some of these crooked Wall Street Neanderthals hanging from lampposts on Wall Street. It sure would be nice to see some of these crooked members of Congress hanging from lampposts. Of course, the best member of Congress that we had in a long, long time. Now, Ron Paul fans, don't get upset with me for saying that. But Jim Traffic and sitting in jail out up there in Minnesota because the powers that be decided he had to be dealt with. Can't have someone who's too outspoken. Yeah, that's a sad story, this 90-year-old woman shooting herself. Her face, her name should be the image of the Second American Revolution. Really should be, folks. It's a tragedy. What a tragedy. Well, there is some good news. Phil Turney, USS Liberty survivor, who is a co-host of the Liberty Hour here on RBN with Mark Glenn, managed to call in C-SPAN today and get out the word about the murder of his 34 fellow shipmates aboard the USS Liberty by the forces of Israel. You know, it's really interesting, though, folks. There was a guest on the C-SPAN program that he called on. Phil. Your support for Israel. And the guy on the program said, I don't know which debate this man was watching. In other words, the guest didn't want people to hear the message of a man from the Liberty who was pointing out this pro-Israel fanaticism on the part of both major parties. We have a future plan for people like that, folks. Stay tuned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
The world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become become
property of the New World Order.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Just sitting here pondering things, almost missed my cue to come back here with you. Well, something from the amusing news category here. Scanning the internet, I found this evening they just cannot give up. They just never will give up. It turns out when the one of those space vehicles blew up over Palestine, Texas, some years ago. And one of the astronauts aboard was an Israeli astronaut. Well, guess what? They found his diary. It floated all the way to Earth. And now they're displaying, and they took a year or two or three or four, 10 years or 6 million years, whatever, to restore the diary, what they could. And now it's going to be on display in Israel. I have the news story somewhere here. I'm not going to go into the details, but it just kind of reminded me of the famous passport that survived the World Trade Center. Yeah. Funny about these key documents that seem to float in out of the air, survive massive explosions, and make it down to Earth for propaganda purposes. Well, I had another good laugh this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I've mentioned on the air that I've always been interested in the world of entertainment, motion pictures, the Broadway stage, and I was looking through a book. This is rich. I was looking through a book on the history of Broadway musicals, and I was reading about the famous play Cabaret that they made into a movie. Many of you are familiar with certainly the song Cabaret. Well, there was a song, and that play was set in the Weimar years in Germany, prior to the rise of the nationalist revolution that broke the backs of the international bankers who were trying to control Germany. And one of the songs in that play was entitled Tomorrow Belongs to Me. And apparently, I never saw Cabaret. I never saw that play nor the movie. But apparently that song, Tomorrow Belongs to Me, was an anthem sung by a young Nazi, an evil Nazi, in the play. Well, the funny thing is, according to this book, after the play came out, the guy who wrote the lyrics to that started receiving nasty letters from Jews saying that they had heard that song sung in Nazi Germany. Oh, I kid you not. I kid you not. Now, see, that tells you a lot about a lot of things, and it tells you a lot about the Holocaust. Now, here were people, more than one person, writing this Broadway lyricist, or I don't know what you call him, someone who writes the words, the songs. Someone, more than one person, writing this poor guy, telling him that he was repeating the words of a Nazi song. And this was more than one person who claimed this. I've heard it all. Well, ladies and gentlemen, reports from England indicate that Frederick Tobin's hearing for, well, the hearing where they will decide whether or not he will be extradited to the former nation of Germany. I call it the former nation of Germany. A German-American friend of mine says he refuses to refer to Germany as Germany because it's not Germany. It's an occupied country from which billions have been extorted to be given to the nation in occupied Palestine that goes by the name, the incorrect name of Israel. Well, Frederick Tobin was not released on bail. Oh, he's a terrible risk. You know, my God, this man actually is an intellectual man with a PhD, an educator by profession, a cultured, articulate gentleman who's never committed any crimes against anybody. So he is being held until there is another hearing sometime, apparently, this month. Fortunately, David Irving and Lady Michelle Renouf, whom I'm pleased to say are both friends of mine, are over there working for Frederick on his behalf. People around the world are rallying on his behalf. There is some chance, perhaps, that he will not be extradited to Germany. There is apparently some vocal opposition in England to the idea that someone could be arrested in their country on a German warrant for something that is not a crime in Italy, or in England, for something that Frederick Tobin, for placing things on the Internet from his website in Australia, which offends the Jews and those whom they control in the German government and whom they have forced to pass these insane laws, these mind control, thought control, police state style laws. So the saga of Frederick Tobin continues. We certainly need to say our prayers for Frederick. And as there are more developments on that, I certainly will bring them to you. It's a shocking story. I mean, you know, the word shocking is an understatement. You know, we can call it a lot of things: Orwellian, shocking, authoritarian, totalitarian. But the bottom line of it is, it's wrong. And these people that continue to press for these efforts to silence those who are their critics and those whom they perceive to be their critics, you know, folks, they're going to pay a mighty price if they don't back off. What was it Howard Beale said in the famous film Network? Great film. If you've never seen it, check it out. Howard Beale in that film is a broadcaster who's upset because the Arabs are buying the network in which he broadcasts, and he sticks his head out the window and shouts, "I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore." Well, a lot of us have been mad as hell for a long, long time, but we keep on taking it. But you know, as I always say, these Neanderthals that we're dealing with are bullies. They are bullies, and you know, once you punch a bully in the nose, he just doesn't know what to do. Well, we need to punch the bullies in the nose. We need to hit them with sticks. We need to slap them around. We need to show them that we're not going to take it anymore. It's getting pretty nasty out there, ladies and gentlemen. It's getting pretty nasty out there. You know, our own president, George W. Bush, said that a preemptive strike is a good thing if we think that there's evil out there, that this evil may harm us. Well, maybe it's time for a preemptive strike. You know, for 7 or 8 years, we've been told that the biggest threats to America, its economy, its people, their livelihood, were a bunch of Muslims sitting in caves or in madrasas in the Middle East or in Southeast Asia, chanting evil things about America. But I tell you what, we were being lied to. Well, we knew that all along, folks, but, you know, the real enemy was right here at home, sitting up there on Wall Street, in elegant enclaves in Beverly Hills, in elite suburbs in Arizona, in Palm Beach, Florida, in Skokie, Illinois, in Manhattan, in penthouse apartments. Even out there on Long Island, the famous WASP enclaves. I just saw a map of some of the big, quote unquote, used to be a WASP enclaves out there in Long Island. The name of the area escapes me, but they're all owned by, well, they're not owned by WASPs. Owned by a bunch of Irishmen. No, they ain't Irishmen, ladies and gentlemen. What we think, or what we've been told, is not so. We really, do we ever need a second American Revolution? Do we ever need one? If we ever needed one, we need it now. They passed the bailout. You know, I hope, I pray, I wish that something good will come out of it. But, you know, I don't think it's going to, ladies and gentlemen, you know. It's like putting a Band-Aid on a shotgun wound. And they sure have used their shotguns on us. We've been sprayed repeatedly with buckshot. Now they're going to take our bleeding bleeding carcasses out, and tar and feathers, and hang us up by the feet, and then set fire to us. Yeah, the real enemy, ladies and gentlemen, the real enemy in this country are those whom we were told were the smartest people in America, these well-paid executives, these models of success in American capitalism, God's chosen people. You know, it just goes on and on. It's very, very frustrating. I'm sure you can hear the frustration in my voice, and I know you share my frustration. You know, people say over the years I've gotten letters and emails from people say, "Well, Piper, you talk about the bad things, but why don't you provide us any solutions? Are you a Zionist agent, Michael Collins Piper? Are you just a Zionist agent up there trying to make us feel bad and tell us there's nothing we can do?" Well, you know, I've said there is a solution. There is a solution for us, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we can't pick up the guns ourselves because they'll shoot us. But if the people that have the guns, the people who have the respect of the American people, our troops and their leaders, if they pick up the guns and say enough is enough, no mas, then, you know, we may have a real solution. And that's what I pray for. I pray for the military to come in and do what needs to be done. More about that when we come back. I have a little humor for you.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
1.
The preservation of capital.
2.
Consistent profitability. And
3.
The pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. A very distressed Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington. Well, 30 years ago, folks, 30 years ago, hard to believe I've lived that long. 30 years ago, when I was 18 years old, I picked up a copy of a book that was published in 1935. Entitled My First Days in the White House. It was a fanciful prophetic memoir written by Huey P. Long, a senator from Louisiana. Well, he was shot before the book was published, but they did publish it posthumously. And you know, when I saw that book, I just thought the whole theme of it was just absolutely hilarious and fantastic. And I always said, I'm going to write a book called My First Days in the White House. Well, as you know, if you're a regular listener to this program, I've written quite a few books. I keep losing track of them myself. I'm getting old, you know. But finally, you know, I talked about writing this damn book with that title, not knowing exactly what I was going to write, but I said, you know, I'm going to write it. And last October, when I was out in California for the No More Wars for Israel conference, I took a week off after the conference and visited with some friends out there. And, you know, I sat by the pool, and over 1 week's time, I dictated a novel called My First Days in the White House. The subtitle is An Unabashed, No-Holds-Barred Memoir of the Second American Revolution and Its Aftermath. Well, it tells what happens when Michael Collins Piper becomes president. Now, first of all, let me say this. I have no pretensions, illusions, dreams, or otherwise of becoming president. So don't take this as an announcement of my presidential ambitions. Friends of mine have said this book is an exercise in egomania. Others have said it's absolutely hilarious. Others have said it's very disturbing because of some of the prescriptions I have put forth as to what a revolutionary regime in this country could accomplish. Well, the book finally has gone, or it's going to the printer very shortly. It's actually been printed. It's in the works. It's advertised this week in American Free Press, and I want to read you the headline. It says, American Free Press Special News Extra. U.S. military stages coup d'etat. Bush ousted after ordering attack on Iran. Second American Revolution now underway. Anti-Zionist author and radio host appointed interim president. And, of course, the book explains how, through a circuitous series of events, our military leaders decide they need a civilian voice in the opening days of the, or in the days following the coup d'etat, and lo and behold, little Michael Collins Piper becomes president. In that book, I go on in about 220 pages to describe what happens and what the new regime does with the support of the military and with the support of all good people who think it's time that America gets cleaned up. You know, it's funny. Some of my friends who've read the book say I'm too liberal, that I'm not tough enough. Or as our friend Jim from Texas, and we haven't heard from Jim in a while. I'm a little bit concerned about him. Haven't heard from Jim. Maybe he's on vacation. Some of my friends might say that I'm a Pollyanna. Other people have said, oh, my God, maybe your book is a little too candid. And you know what? There's going to be a lot of readers of American Free Press who do read the book who are going to be shocked at some of the suggestions I've made in the book. There's a lot of entertaining things in the book, ladies and gentlemen. Even if nobody buys a copy of it, I'm not worried about that. I just wanted to see the book between two covers for my own entertainment. But on the other hand, the book has a lot of reflections upon the historical events that have brought us to where we are today, along with some of my own unique experiences, and they have been unique, meeting some very, very interesting people over the years, both here in the United States and abroad. Some very big names, some not so big names, but still interesting people. And as I say, it's just it's a book that puts forth some ideas for people to consider, things that we need to do to reform the economy, to get the economy back in shape, to ensure real health care, to solve the racial and immigration problems that plague this country. Yeah, the Federal Reserve racket, the problem of globalism and free trade, the list goes on and on. I cover it all, and I think I cover it in an entertaining way. A lot of amusing things, deliberately, I think, amusing things that appear in the book. But the book, as I note at the outset, is a deadly serious book. You know, they say you should never reveal your opinions about things in too graphic a fashion, particularly in black and white or on the air, but I've been doing that now for, how many years? 28 years, anyway. So I have no qualms about talking about it. I talk about some real events that have happened in my life, including my encounter with Senator Pat Moynihan of New York and how I confronted him and blamed Israel for 9-1-1. That's a funny story in and of itself. But in the bigger picture, what has happened in America and the solutions that we need will require someone to get into the White House to do what I prescribe in this book. I don't expect to be the one to do it. I have no illusions about that. But I hope to God somebody does do at least part of what I suggest, because it should clean up this mess before.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, folks, welcome back. I want to read an excerpt from the book to you here, ladies and gentlemen, not some of the more amusing parts of the book. I could go on. But this is something that I have a chapter in the book about the problem of Zionism and the role of the Zionist Jews on American soil and their misdeeds. And, of course, we talk about that quite a bit here on the show. And many of my musings here on the show have been incorporated into this particular chapter, things that I've mentioned time and again that are foremost in my mind. But some years ago, I actually wrote an open letter to a Jewish American businessman with whom I'm acquainted. And I actually sent it to him and sent copies to a variety of friends of mine, quote-unquote liberal and quote-unquote conservative alike. And I think this letter sets it all in perspective. We obviously often talk about the fact that not all Jews are hardline Zionists. Not all Jews are Talmudists. We have a lot of good listeners to this network who reject Zionism and Talmudism. And they're true patriots, and thank God they are. But here is a letter that I sent to this Jewish gentleman and which I've reproduced in my book. And I want to read it. It's entitled A Plea for Jewish Tolerance for Non-Jews and an Invitation for the Jewish People to Join the World Community of Nations. It's addressed to my friend and acquaintance of many years. I say, having known you for some years now, I have found you to be a man of integrity, kindly, humorous and gentle, intelligent and likable, an entertaining personality indeed. Although, as you well know, I have been an outspoken human rights and social justice advocate, no-holds-barred progressive, fiercely critical of the monstrous and terroristic policies of the Middle East militarist state of Zionist Israel, you and I have remained friends nonetheless. Despite the fact that you were a committed Jew, trained in Hebrew schools, and devoted to Talmudic Jewish thinkings, that, as an advocate of equality for all peoples, I heartily and most vociferously reject, I've always held you in high personal regard. Despite the fact that your Jewish teachings hold that all non-Jews constitute goyim, that non-Jews are essentially cattle and less than human, I believe that the Jewish people are free to accept these teachings so long as they do not use that freedom to harm other peoples. Although I realize your religious teachers told you that we goyim are aliens, the proverbial other, the outsider, you have never displayed a Talmudic-based bias against me or other goyim in my presence. And that is to your credit. So it is that, despite my knowledge of this Jewish philosophy, never have I allowed my personal disdain for these hostile and dangerous teachings of Judaism to color my view of you as a human being, nor would I. However, there is a very serious problem that must be addressed. And for the sake of the survival of humankind, we must address this problem. I once asked you to describe the foundation of the Jewish faith to me, and you promptly responded, quote-unquote, self-worship. I said, at the time, that's a very truthful answer. I appreciate that. Most Gentiles don't understand that. I do. You chuckled. In other words, you were admitting to me that Judaism worships the Jewish people, not God, as many Christians believe. Sometime later, I reminded you of what you had told me, and you said with obviously concern, did I tell you that? I responded saying yes, and it was, as I said at the time, a very truthful answer. And you replied, you know too much. I said, I study your people very carefully. You said, yeah, I know you do, and that's what worries me. Well, It is precisely this self-worship that has led the Jewish people and the state of Israel to where we are today, on the brink of a devastating world war. Hardline Jewish Zionism, support for the state of Israel, threatens to bring America and our planet into a loathsome global conflagration, a true Holocaust in the very sense of the word. This is why I'm writing you. The bottom line is that the American Jewish community must now cease and desist in its unending and relentless demand that the goyim of America continue to support Israel. I implore you, please use your influence within the Jewish American community to ask, no, demand, that the Jewish lobby cease and desist in its efforts to embroil the United States in a disastrous and unnecessary foreign war that is not in America's interests. There are many manifestations of anti-Semitism in America today. The president of Harvard has pointed out that even progressive intellectuals are publicly making statements perceived to be anti-Semitic. This should be of immense concern to Jewish Americans. The Jewish people will be the ones who will suffer if there is a grassroots rebellion in America against the Jewish war hawks who are demanding that American boys and girls be used as Israel's cannon fodder in a hellish war against Iraq and the Arab and Muslim world. This, of course, ladies and gentlemen, was written before the attack on Iraq. This American rebellion, I wrote here in this letter, is in its burgeoning stages. Even now, as this is written, high-ranking elements in the American military are rising in opposition to the efforts by the Jewish lobby to control the Pentagon and thereby force America into a war for Israel. The Jewish people are now at a crossroads in their history. Will the Jewish people come down on the side of social justice and human rights, or will the Jews be remembered in history as bullies, ogres, tyrants? A plutocratic elite who used their influence at its 21st century pinnacle to advance their own power and influence at the expense of mankind. The choice is before the Jewish people. Please make the right choice for everyone's sake. For the survival of humankind, I am sincerely yours, Michael Collins Piper. So as I wrote in the book, that letter expressed my wishes for the future of mankind in general, and for the future of the Jewish people specifically. For there is little question in my mind that humanity's survival was inextricably intertwined with that of the Jewish people and the state of Israel. Well, you know, folks, if we do have a second American Revolution, and I pray that we do, I hope that it will be just. I hope that the criminals responsible for the damage dealt to the United States, its people, and our world, I hope they are brought to justice. And I hope that those who reject these criminal ideologies that made such a second revolution necessary, I hope that there will be many good people, Jews and non-Jews alike, who will enthusiastically join in the effort to make things better for all of us. I hope my book doesn't come true in the sense that it's predicated on the idea that the American military will go into open rebellion if George Bush pushes us into a war against Iran, one likely to be orchestrated by Israel and its supporters. God, I hope that it doesn't happen. I really don't want to see what's going to happen if this happens. Well, that having been said, folks, let's just say a prayer for all of us. Let's pray that the good Jews out there who reject Zionism and Talmudism will demonstrate that they are true patriots and line up against the warmongers and the troublemakers and the Wall Street Neanderthals and really restore this country to its traditional constitutional moorings. Okay, that having been said, we will go to the phones, particularly since my voice is running low here, so to speak. Well, we've got Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, come on up.
Oh, hi, Michael.
How you doing, Dave?
Hey, Michael, listen, you know how how America projects its military presence, its military might in trouble spots all around the world? Like,
usually we start the trouble and then project our might there, but anyway...
Well, you know how, you know, we'll send a carrier group task force to, you know, over to the Persian Gulf or something. And but, you know, what I was wondering, Michael, and I've asked a couple of RBN talk show hosts this question, what would happen? What do you think would happen, Michael, if Americans right here back home in America projected their an American presence? For example, like I live not too far from the Lexington Green, where our country began, the American Revolution and the militia, the, you know, and so on, the Lexington militia. But if patriots gathered on the Lexington Green, and of course, it would be interesting because the invitation would go out to all the local police and the sheriffs and deputy sheriffs and the state troopers. You know, if they had the day off, if they were off duty. That they'd be more than welcome, and it would be an opportunity for patriots to meet each other and also to meet some of our law enforcement and get to know each other, and everything. And I also suggested, you know, bring your musket. I mean, this, we have the right to assemble, and we have the right to keep and bear arms. It's no good if it's only the right to keep the arms at home all the time. But bring your musket if you're so minded. If you're a pacifist or whatever, don't bring your musket. And when I say musket, some of the people around here, patriots, do have muskets, Michael. But I mean whatever, a rifle or a shotgun and
or a pitchfork.
Huh?
Or a pitchfork.
A pitchfork. Yeah, and you know, when it's up to you, the rifle could be unloaded, or if you so chose, the rifle could be loaded, and so on. But in other words, Michael, an actual reenactment of what happened there on April 19th of 1775, and now I think it would be very interesting to see if our local law enforcement was able to show up and mingle among the patriots and ordinary
Dave,
citizens.
You know what would happen? What would happen, first of all, is the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith and the Southern Poverty Law Center would be in touch with the police and say, well, these are a bunch of radicals. Be prepared to shoot if necessary. And, you know, the sad thing is, with the proper prepping from these criminals, this is what would happen. Eventually, some shooting would start, and a lot of innocent people would die. That's the problem. And, you know, the irony is, you know, they might even bring in the National Guard, and that would be an interesting, that would be very, very interesting to see if the National Guard would fire on their fellow Americans. You know, a few years ago, they did a survey at the, I think it's 29 Palms Marine Military Base, Marine Base in California. I think it was at 29 Palms. Mike Blair wrote about this in the Spotlight. And they asked the Marines if they would be willing to fire on American citizens. We see this is what it all comes down to, Dave, that the only way I believe that we're going to have a revolution is if it comes from the military.
Yeah, but the thing is, Michael, now, I ran this past the new RBN talk show host, Roger Fredenberg, last night, and he says we'd be slaughtered. I ran it past Mr. Stadtmiller today, and Mr. Stadtmiller said that we might as well pour gasoline on ourselves and immolate ourselves. In other words, it would be like committing suicide. But, Michael, how can you ask our military to take a stand and everything? Why should the military take a stand?
If
we don't have the guts to take a stand, Michael, why should we ask our military?
Dave, I tell you why, because the American people themselves are programmed to support the military. And if the military leaders finally decide to act, the American people will probably not oppose the military. And if the military acts, the law enforcement community would not be inclined to move against the military. If anything, they would probably go along with the military. Because, you know, I tell you what, for better or for worse, I've known a lot of people in law enforcement over the years, and there are a lot of good people there. There's a few people that go overboard, just as there are people that go overboard in the medical profession or the legal profession or what have you. But if it's coming from the top, if it's coming from the military, if it's coming from these generals and admirals, the average American, the average law enforcement official is going to say, well, they must know something because they're our military. And, you know, we have military families in every city and every burg in this country, and they're going to say, well, we need to support the troops.
Yeah, but you see, man,
I'm sorry to say, I think John Stadtmiller is absolutely right. If we if we as citizens, now you say you're talking about a reenactment. Do you mean that the people would take up arms and start shooting?
Of course not, Michael. Of course not. I'm simply saying let's do something. Can't we at least assemble on the, let's say, like the Lexington Green and have a barbecue, cook up some hot dogs and hamburgers and get to know some of our local law enforcement? We can't even assemble anymore, and you expect the military to rise up when we couldn't even have a cookout on the Lexington Green?
Well, you know, the difference is that the military, they do have the guns. They have the authority. And if, you know, it would be lovely to have a picnic, but I'm not sure what a picnic would accomplish.
Well, I think it would be a beginning, Michael. I mean, in other words, to prove that some people still believe that we do have the right to assemble publicly, that we do have the First Amendment. We can also bring our musket if we want. We still have the Second Amendment. Like I said to Roger Fredenberg in Statmiller, I said, I'd be willing to lay my life down. Statmiller's saying he wants to wake up the American people on his radio show. What better way to wake up the American people than to have a few patriots slaughtered? I mean, I'm willing to lay my life down if that's what it takes. If innocent people, if they're going to fire on innocent Americans like the Brits did, don't you think that would wake up the American people?
The problem with that, Dave, is that the American people would be told that these were a bunch of radicals who were trying to overthrow the government. But if the military took the government on, it would be an entirely different, the American people would have an entirely different perspective towards it altogether.
I don't think so, Michael. I think we have the right to assemble. We have the right to bear arms, but we don't have the right to advocate a military coup. I don't think the American people would accept that at all, a military coup.
Well, I tell you, you see, this is what all comes down to. You know, this is just a perfect example that of the fact that we all have differing attitudes towards what will work and what will not work. But, you know, as I say, if a bunch of Americans who are known for their patriotic point of view show up with a bunch of guns, I guarantee you that the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith would infiltrate that group and would have someone posing as a patriot fire the first shot.
Well, it would be a reenactment. It would be history repeating itself, right?
Well, it would be. I don't know.
You said you wanted a second American Revolution. Why not repeat history? Let a shot be fired that's heard around the world.
Well, you know what's going to happen though is that there's going to be superior firepower in the hands of the police and the National Guard.
That's how it was the first time, Michael. To this day, they don't know who fired the shot, and that's how it was the first time. It was the militia that were killed by the.
You know what the big, but Dave, you know what the big difference is. The big difference is that we didn't have this gigantic octopus called the Jewish-controlled media that would broadcast around the world that a bunch of evil, angry Nazis and haters had fired on the law enforcement community. That's the problem, Dave.
But we have the British Empire, Michael. The sun never set on the British Empire. They were just as great as the media, I think, the British Empire.
Well, Dave, I tell you what, if that's what it takes, maybe that's what's necessary, but I don't think it would work. All right.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Okay, we have time for one more caller. Quite a few callers. Apologies to those we couldn't bring up. We're going to go to Ohio with Bill. Bill, come on up.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
What's going on, Bill?
Oh, nothing much, Mike. I have to say, after listening to Dave's call, I'm almost in agreement. I don't know that we, the people, can wait much longer. I think the walls, everything is going to close in more and more, more control, more this, more that. Mike, if you study the conflict in Ireland, granted that's been an occupation for 800 years that the English Zionist Protestants have been trying to wage, where they forbid the use of Gaelic, they forbid Catholics owning land, they forbid them practicing law, representing parliament, receiving an education, owning a horse that was more than 5 pounds, deliberately starving them, enslaving 300,000 of them, and on and on and on. I can go on with a whole list of list of discriminations and things they used to oppress the Catholic people with. The reality is this, Mike. There were 400 really official members in the IRA and maybe 8,000 associates. They alone literally defeated arguably the third most powerful military nation in the world, in the British government, with 35,000 plus troops, including the SAS, who are arguably better trained than the Navy SEALs. And they inflicted 9 times the number of killing of deaths. Despite what you hear, they were freedom fighters. They were not a terrorist group in any way, shape, or form. They called in 99% of their bombs. Occasionally they had maybe early detonations, you know, those kinds of things. Those that died, those casualties, for the most part, deserved it. But again, I'm to the point, I'm restless in this military thing, because I believe that a lot of them are lemmings and sheep. They are trained to follow orders. They're not trained to think. I think you'd have to be blind at this point to not see what's going on. But, Mike, I don't know. What do you know? What do you hear?
Well, I tell you what, Bill, I agree with you up to a certain point, but I do think that if we do see our best chance for a military uprising in this country will come if George W. Bush and these gangsters who control him move to attack Iran. If it doesn't happen then all bets are off.
Yeah.
And then I'm afraid that as the disasters begin to strike the American people even further, as the economy goes to hell even further, then at that point, then that's when people, just by their very nature, are going to say enough is enough. And the scenario that you're talking about will start to occur, and it'll break out all over the country. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be ugly if it has to go that way. I hope that the military does it, because they can do it in the least bloodless fashion and assert their power through the use of force against the people who are bankrupting this country and who are getting this country into these positions all over the world that are not good for America and not good for the world.
Yeah, it's interesting. If you study guerrilla warfare and insurgencies, what have you, you know, you have to understand that they don't have to win. They just have to survive.
Right, right. Oh, absolutely. No, you know, as I say, there's room for disagreement here. There's room for divergence of opinion. I would prefer to see it all done, quote-unquote, democratically.
Yeah,
but it doesn't look to me like it's going to happen that way.
Right. I understand. All right, buddy.
All right. Thanks for your call, Bill. Thanks to Dave, too, for his input. Certainly thoughtful input, and I understand where he's coming from. All right, folks, have a good weekend. Pray for America, and say a special prayer for Frederick Tobin. He's there on the front lines fighting the good fight. They've got him in jail.
It's the same.